Okay, so it's Saturday afternoon, and I'm in the Moot Hall in Colchester. Never quite sure how to pronounce it. Moot Hall. I'm calling it Moot. And the occasion has been Grill a Green. What a proposition. And so it's ahead of the general election and also the local elections in Colchester. And the Colchester Green Party have called, had a very, very open, wide-ranging meeting to ask some questions. I've very kindly got some time with Mark Gocher, who is the Colchester Green Party candidate for the general election and also is standing in Newtown Ward for the borough. Good. Phew, that's all sorted,
yeah,
Mark.
That's right, yeah.
So can you explain, please, briefly, so what has been the main ideas, objectives from this session today?
The main purpose of today was just to give the public the chance to come in here, meet a range of our candidates, both in terms of the parliamentary election and the local elections, and to ask whatever questions that they have about the Green Party, about local issues, and also about the big national issues as well. And it was a chance for us to get our message across to the public and answer any of their concerns or deal with any of the issues that they want to learn more about.
Yeah, I thought it was really quite wide-ranging in terms of the subject matters that were covered, and also it was a decent turnout. You put a number of seats out and they were pretty much all full.
Yeah.
Was there any particular area or kind of question or policy which you thought was really interesting and it deserved to have more exploration?
I thought that there were some excellent questions. I mean, the one about housing policy I thought was very interesting, because it's something that a lot of people are concerned about, and we have very definite ideas on what we want to do, and which we were able to get across to the public. I thought that there were a lot of questions about transport, and that's a massive issue for people in Colchester at the moment, and we were able to get across our ideas about cycling, about regulating the buses and a whole range of other things. Those were the two of the big issues that were asked about a lot.
I think housing in a Colchester certainly is very, very tricky. We know it's one of the fastest expanding growing towns in the whole of the UK, and we always hear about the need for more social housing. Yeah. And the Borough Council, to their credit, are starting to build for the first time in 20 years,
yeah,
some new council homes. But for the Greens, isn't that often maybe an issue where it's difficult to balance, because you want to actually have social housing for people, but it's that idea of actually where to build them, and like building on greenfield land. So specifically in Colchester, yeah, what should the response be?
In terms of what the response should be, it should be two things. First of all, we need to prioritise building social houses on brownfield land, rather than just having a free-for-all. So we get all kinds of non-social housing, massive, great, ugly boxes going up on greenfield sites, which we don't want. And secondly, we need to think about whether that the housing that is being built in the Colchester area is to meet the demands in Colchester for social housing, or whether it's just to dump more people in Colchester from outside, maybe because they're trying to price the poor out of London, maybe because they're pursuing growth in the southeast at the expense of growth in the north. But we need to think about why huge amounts of housing are being dumped on Colchester, rather than just taking it as a given.
And transport, if that's fine to ask as well. So I'm never entirely sure. Whatever happened to Colchester as a cycling town status? And one of the points that were made here this afternoon really was about the whole gridlock in Colchester. So the Greens policies and solutions, you're very much in favour of further investment actually in cycling and also public transport in general.
Yeah, absolutely. What we say is we need to prioritise cycling, because ultimately the only way we can actually stop the gridlocks is to reduce the number of cars on the road. And it's a difficult thing to actually say. It's not a message a lot of people want to hear, but there are ways in which we can make it a message people want to hear. And one of those is actually to invest in cycling lanes, to invest in cycling facilities, and to, or, you know, try and encourage more car sharing schemes. But above and beyond all else, what we've got to do is make public transport an attractive alternative rather than a headache.
Okay, Mark, and a final question. So we're, less than 4 weeks now before the election itself.
Yeah.
And so your campaign, can you maybe offer any thoughts as to how it's going so far, the response you've had?
Well, at the moment, we've got a very positive response on social media. We've got a Facebook page that's getting more and more likes all the time. We've really been pushing the social media angle because we want to get our message across to younger people in particular. But also, tomorrow the canvassing begins. So we're going, first of all, with our main target ward of Castle. But we're starting the canvassing, so expect to find green candidates and green team workers knocking on your door. We've got another round of leafleting about to start. The momentum is here. We've got more volunteers working for the local culture to Green Party than we've ever had before. The momentum is here. We're a growing party. We're going to go for it.
Yes, and to your credit, you are standing 20 candidates in 20 wards, so which is five more than you get.
We want to give everyone the opportunity to vote Green.
Okay, well, we shall end there. So Mark Gocher, who is the Green Party candidate in Colchester for the general election, and he's also standing for the Borough Council in the Newtown ward. So, yeah, thank you for your time, Mark.
Thanks very much.